Yeah, as you know, that heavy metal contamination of soil and water is a big issue. It's an important environment issue. And phthalate remediation has gained a lot of popularity in the recent years because of its cost-effectiveness and with lower bad effect to the environment. Hypoaccumulator are plant which can torrent and accumulate very high concentration of heavy metals. And therefore, these plants are very promising material for remediation and for their fortification of trace elements, particularly those micronutrients such as copper, zinc, which are often deficient in plant, animal, and human beings.
Okay, where to go down?
As you know, that metal hypoaccumulation in plants involves in many processes, include compartmentation, uptake, and specification. However, the mechanisms are not fully understood. Although many work has been done on a physiological and molecular basis, but we have done that work only on very limited plants. So far, we have identified more than 400 hypoaccumulators, but only a few plants we have conducted a very extensive research. So we still need to know more about this. This is a newly identified hypoaccumulate in China by Dr. Yang and her group. And this plant is called Sedum Alfred Hans, which is collected in an old managed area and native to China. It's a very potential, very promising zinc and cadmium co-hypoaccumulator. And this plant is probably better than Sarsaparilla, which is a common hypoaccumulator. We know that because of this plant has a very high biomass yield and easy to grow, and also it is easy to harvest. However, you can see from the concentration, plant concentration of zinc, it can accumulate as high as 2%, 20 parts per million of zinc in a stem or leaves, which is more than 20 times greater than the concentration in a non-hypoaccumulator ecotype. That's why we believe this one is very promising. We know this plant is very promising, but we do know the mechanisms. So how and where the metals, zinc or cadmium is located within a plant, we still don't know yet. So the objective of this study is trying to understand the distribution of zinc within a plant in leaves, in stems, and in leaf bases. We are trying to use synchrotron radiation X-ray for recent technology to conduct elemental analysis and to look at also the relationship of the distribution of zinc with other elements. And the material, we used two different ecotypes of this plant, Sedum Alfred Hans. One is a hypoaccumulate, another is a non-hypoaccumulate ecotype. We use the SRXRF analysis to conduct the elemental analysis and to take the image of the zinc distribution in the plant. And this is the SRXRF spectrum. You can see that for zinc, there's two characteristic peaks, one called the zinc K alpha and the zinc K beta. These are the stem of the hypoaccumulator samples. This is the leaf samples, also hypoaccumulator. This is a non-hypoaccumulator. For both hypoaccumulator and the non-hypoaccumulator plant, we see they have the similar peaks. However, the peaks of the hyperaccumulated ecotab has much intensive signals. So it means zinc within plant are mainly distributed in two places. We want to see what places is located within plant. And this is that you can see a big difference between hyperaccumulator and non-hyperaccumulator plant ecotype in response of zinc level. For the hyperaccumulator, you can see at the low concentration from 1 to 100 micromole per liter, you can see actually the growth was stimulated, the biomass is increased, and then declined slightly with further increase of the zinc supply levels. And also, but with the non-hyperaccumulator, you can see the biomass yield declined from very beginning, and further declined with increased zinc supply levels. For the plant zinc concentration, you can see a much higher concentration in the hyperaccumulated plant compared to the non-hyperaccumulated ecotype. And also you see a much rapid uptake of the zinc by the hyperaccumulated ecotype. And this is the spectrum you can see of the stem cross sections, and from inner support to the outside is from piece to the epidermis, and you can see 1, 2 is piece, from 3 to 5 is vascular bundle, and then cortex 6 to 9 and epidermis 10. So you can see the zinc is mainly distributed here within the vascular bundle and the epidermis. Particularly when you increase the exposure time, you see a big jump of the zinc signal on the epidermis cells. But look at compared to the non-accumulator, you can see it's a much higher peak with the hyperaccumulated ecotype. But we don't see a typical peak of the zinc in a vascular bundle with the non-hyperaccumulator ecotype. So you see a big difference there. Also, the epidermis accumulation almost the same. This is an image of the synchrotron image, and the color, the blue, the green color indicates the accumulation of zinc. The more intense of the color, the more zinc is there. You can see this is the epidermis of the stem, and this is the vascular bundle. So you can see that the zinc is mainly accumulated in the epidermis and vascular bundle. Particularly on the epidermis side, you can see actually it's particularly associated with the epicuticular wax. Compared to hyperaccumulated, so the picture here is non-hyperaccumulated. You can see only see accumulation along the epidermis side with very much less accumulation occurred on the vascular bundle. And we obtained similar results with the leaf base and the leaf cross sections. Again, we see the accumulation of the zinc along the epidermis and the vascular bundle. And this is the image we're trying to look at other element to see any similarity. And we see this is the zinc. We see there's a similar distribution of potassium, phosphorus, sulfur, and manganese with zinc. But calcium is entirely different. This is a stem cross section, and again we see the similarity between zinc and the phosphorus, but different with calcium. With the correlation, we see again there's a high correlation between the zinc distribution and the phosphorus and the sulfur, and with negative relationship between calcium and the zinc. So from here we may see in the future, we may look at what's the mechanisms behind the social relationship. And in summary, we see that the hypoaccumulator ecotype accumulated almost the 20-fold higher sink than the non-hypoaccumulator ecotype. And the sink in the hypoaccumulate plant mainly located in epidermical cells of leaves or stems, and we can see that, and which is more obvious than the non-hypoaccumulate ecotype. And we also see the epidermal sink was mainly associated with the epicuticular wax. So the metal enriched deposits were found mainly in the epidermal and the sub-epidermal collechema cells in the stem of the hypoaccumulator ecotype. And the large proportion of zinc was found or restricted in the stem vascular bund of the hypoaccumulator. This is the important information, and it suggests that the hypoaccumulator ecotype will have a much greater ability in translocating the excess zinc from low to the upper to the above ground. I think that's the major mechanisms involved in the hyperaccumulation of the metals with this plant. And also we see a similar distribution pattern of calcium, phosphorus, and manganese in the upper part of the epidermis and the pedicyte mesophyll, which is near the upper epidermis and in the leaf and the stems. So also we see the distribution pattern similarity between sulfur, phosphorus, and zinc from those. That will be our future study to look at why there's a relationship between sulfur, phosphorus, and the heavy metal accumulation. With that, and we would like to acknowledge the financial support from Natural Science Foundation of China, State Education Ministry, State Science and Technology Ministry. With that, I will thank you for your attention and any questions.
We do have time for a couple of questions.
Under which climate is
planted? It's mainly a subtropical climate condition. The biomass yield, I think actually this plant you can cut several times per year under the subtropical, you know, crop condition. And actually we only harvest twice per year, and the yield, biomass yield can be up to 10 tons per hectare. That's a good question. We can calculate 2% of the, you know, dry matter, so you can calculate that. So it's a pretty effective approach to remove. We actually already applied in field and field condition to remove heavy metal from some suburban area in Shanghai, trying to the farmer can still grow the vegetable while they can remediate the lightly contaminated soil by intercropping this plant with vegetable.
Is this plant already patented?
Say again?
Is this plant already patented?
That's a good question. I think we are in the under processing of doing this.
Are there other questions? Yes.
That's a very good question, and so we think of two ways. And one way, we're trying to, if only for zinc, we're trying to use as an organic fertilizer of zinc supply to the low zinc soils. That's one way. The second, we are still thinking about in the future, because this plant has a high biomass yield, the possibility to be used as a biofuel. So burn it, and then we can still recover the matter.
You had one more question.
I was curious how you prepared the samples for
That's a good question. I'm afraid I may not have that answer because we sent two of the PhD students and to Japan, in a lab in Japan to conduct this study. And all the protocol is provided by the lab for the sample preparation. Yeah. So we can send you the detailed information about that. Yeah, about the preparation of the sample.
Thank you very much.